You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord. We are coming.
Hi, this is Chip with your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for July 8th. There are spoilers within as James from the Who cast reviews the second episode of Torchwood: Children of Earth.
Having just finished watching episode 2 of the new series of Torchwood, I find myself in front of the recorder not really knowing what to make of it. It was a very slow-paced story once again. It was even slower than episode 1. Nothing of great import seemed to happen, and perhaps the writer is still trying to build the base for the remaining 3 episodes. The interesting character pieces that were so evident in Russell T. Davies' script, part 1, was sadly lacking, I felt, in part 2. Now, this was written by a chap called John Faye, who I've not heard of before. I'm not familiar with his work, and perhaps he wasn't given a brief to expand into the lives of these characters. I don't think it helped much with John Barrowman being absent for so much of this episode. We all knew he was going to come back, and I was sitting on the settee just waiting for that cheerleader moment in Heroes, the indestructible cheerleader, where no matter what happens, she always ends up becoming completely restored and alive again, and that is exactly what happened. The thing that was of real import here was that my wife took notice when she realised John Barrowman was naked, and it's the only time that she's been interested in Torchwood. The other thing that left me scratching my head was Captain Jack's rescue. Had Gwen and Reese planned with Yento to rescue Jack at that precise moment in time? I don't think so. That really was just one coincidence too far. Yento's plan had just about to come to fruition, and he managed to drive through the wall, A, missing all the key characters, and B, at just the right moment in time, and I was smiling there. And it was also very nice of someone to leave a tanker just at the entrance to that particular compound so that Gwen could blow it up so they could make their escape in a really rather slow-moving vehicle carrying a very large piece of concrete. Aside from that, it was okay. I liked the ongoing story with the character of Frobisher, and particularly with Lois. I'm still really waiting for this series of Torchwood to come up to speed, and I'm still surprised at how dissimilar to series 1 and 2 this series is. I'm still enjoying it though, and I'm still looking forward to tuning in tomorrow night to watch episode 3. You can hear more of my reviews on Doctor Who and Torchwood over at the DWO WhoCast at www.thewhocast.com, and you can follow The WhoCast on Twitter at www.twitter.com/thewhocast. Bye for now.